I look at an exceptional space. The mouth of the Ouja River, the Arosa Estuary, Cortegada Island, which is part of the National Maritime Terrestrial Park of the Atlantic Islands, Caril and its nurseries, Campanario de Bamio Beach, which enjoys a blue flag, the Lombos de Luja, and Mount Chiabre. All of this in the same space, and the best place to contemplate it, this viewpoint. The Ouja is born in Antes de Ouja, Lugo, then forms the division between the provinces of A Coruña and Pontevedra, and runs 132 kilometres in length to Catoira, where it begins to give way to the Rio de Arosa. It was an important trade route with the interior of Galicia, and specifically Santiago, as it is navigable up to Ponte Thesaurus. But it was also a tempting route for Norman invaders, which led to the construction of lookout points and fortresses such as the Torres del Oeste, or Eastern Towers, in Catoira, which can be seen upstream. In the last part of its mouth, the one in front of this viewpoint, the river forms a sandy areas called Lombos de Luja, which are the area of greatest production of clams and cockles in Galicia and where 400 boats can fish. The influence of the tides intervenes along the river as far as Ponte Thesaurus. But the Ouja is also a privileged place for sea bass or salmon fishing, kayaking or windsurfing. To the southwest, the Rio de Arosa, the widest and most productive in Galicia due to the amount of phytoplankton in its waters, to which the marine currents and the river contribute. Several islands mark it. At the entrance, Salbara, in the inlet of Ogrobe, Atocha. A little further inland, Arosa, connected to the mainland by a bridge. And almost at our feet, Cortegada, which is part of the National Maritime Terrestrial Park, along with Salbara, Ons and Theas. We can appreciate the polygons of perfectly aligned rafts where oysters and mussels are cultivated. The origin of all roads. Teodoro and Anastasio, two disciples of the Apostle Santiago, collected the body of their master after he was beheaded in Palestine and brought it in a boat to Galicia, where he had been preaching. And it was through the Rio de Arosa and the Ouja River that they sailed to Padrón and then continued their journey by land to Compostela, where his burial took place. That journey is the origin of all roads. The same route can be done now walking by the spiritual variant of Salines de Ponte Thesaurus and then continue to Santiago by the Portuguese Way, or by boat from Villa Garcia to Ponte Thesaurus, contemplating the 17 crosses of the Jacobean route of the Sea of Arosa and the Ouja River, the only fluvial maritime way of the cross. Cortegada. Its proximity to the continent is to be appreciated. The fact that it has been uninhabited and unused for a century, since it was donated to King Alfonso XIII, until it was declared a national park, it allowed nature to act freely, forming a spectacular space that deserves a visit. Chiabre. Chiabre mountain range has become a reference point for hiking and mountain biking. There are 4 hiking trails and a workshop of mountain races which are signposted. One starts at the Playa del Campanario de Bamio and climbs up to this viewpoint and connects with the one that reaches Fontefría, from where another circular route takes us through the petroglyphs. Other points of reference of these trails, where they start or through which they pass, are the quarry of Aslaches, the monument to the aviators who died in an accident, and the reservoir of the Ocon River. But Chiabre offers many other roads, tracks or trails to travel in many different ways, passing through natural viewpoints and surprising places. The summit of this mountainous complex is Meda, which is distinguished by the communications antennas. And you're now entering in the municipality of Caldas de Reis. It is the highest point of Salnés, with 642 metres. And from there, you can see the entire estuary, the Ouja Valley, the islands Theas, Ons, Salbara and Cortegada, and a good part of the San Luis region and the Umia Valley. Fontafría is a large recreational area with tables and stone benches that make it ideal to regain strength in our journey through the Chiabra Mountain or spend a nice afternoon there. It is crossed by the Conn River, which flows into Villagarcía, and its descent allows a reservoir in which there is another picnic area. One of the hiking starts at Cantera das Lashes, passes by the reservoir and goes up to Fontafría. Truly spectacular. Mount Chiabra is a privileged place in terms of the existence of petroglyphs due to the mountainous characteristics, with a lot of granite and numerous watchtowers from which to view a wide expanse of both land and the estuary. Since the landscape aspect had a special relevance for our ancestors when placing their engravings, a total of 27 petroglyphs were located in 14 stations in an area near Fontafría. And also in Bamio, there is, which is closer to the sea, the rock art of Os Bayotes.